1310, and we welcome our guest, Kiara Scheer. Kiara, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, just fine.
Good. Thank you for letting me call in to talk to you.
Hey, it is my pleasure. You have been busy. You've graduated from school, from college. You've gotten married, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Oh, okay. I'm moving way ahead of things. When is the marriage?
Very soon. We're looking at next year in the summer.
Okay. Now, you got a new project out. It's called Free.
Yes.
You topped the chart.
It's very exciting. A dream come true. But go ahead. Let me let you finish.
Okay. I was going to say, you topped the chart once again at number one. How does that feel?
It's very exciting. It's a true blessing, especially to see how my brother and I, we collabed on this record. And, you know, honestly, I have to say, I never thought that a song that I wrote or a record with the majority of my writing would have ever went to number one on the chart. So it's a great blessing and just reassurance that God is with me as it, you know, concerns as far as the whole music thing. I never believed in my writing skills, and my brother was a huge inspiration to me on this record. So it's a blessing. It's a very exciting thing, and I'm hoping I can do it again.
The last time you came in number one, I think it's when you had the song You Don't Know.
Yes.
Your debut project. Okay.
Yes.
So are you looking for this project to be even better than that debut project?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I don't just put out records just for them to, you know, meet the last record. I put them out so that I can go higher and higher. That's what my goal is, which is to go outside of the four walls of church and to give, you know, try to give something new and fresh to people who haven't been in a church all their lives, to where it really pricks their hearts. That's my goal with my music. And it's not really to just top a chart. My goal is to definitely stay in God's will and, number one, you know, reach the souls of the world, around the world, just people around the world who don't know Christ, introducing Christ to people who don't know him. So that's my goal.
You were introduced to the world when you sung on your mom's project. Did you know, or when did you know, this is what you really want to do?
Actually, I would say on this record is when I really found out that this is what I really want to do, because I was able to really show more of my creative side. I had a lot more creative control. I had a lot more say-so. And this record, I know I had a record before called This Is Me, but this record is really me. This is really what I am. This is who I am. So I would definitely stay on this record.
What do you enjoy doing more, recording, ministering, or you're an actress now?
I enjoy the most ministering. And I enjoy ministering my music, though, or just, it depends on the moment, you know, because you have your ups and downs when, you know, you felt like, oh, that was a power performance, or that was awesome, everything, you know, it's different times when you feel good about certain things that you've done. So it depends. I can't even just say it's ministering, but I love ministering. It's my heart, my passion. I'm a people person. I love helping people, and I just love God, and it challenges me to keep a lifestyle of worship. So with that being said, whatever it takes to keep me and my life intact, it helps me to, you know, make sure you ain't just getting up there and you don't have nothing as far as it goes, you know, to when you're at home and you're stuck. It just challenges me in my personal lifetime, because once it comes time for me to get on the stage, I can't just get up there and sing. You know, it would be different if I was an entertainer. But when it comes time for me to stand and sing and administer through song, I have to, my life has to be about something. Otherwise, you know, people are to listen to the skill, which is really not about anything. I might as well be an entertainer. But when you're a gospel singer and you're saying that you're a disciple, that's what really counts. So it's so important that, you know, I'm living like something behind closed doors. So having said all of that, my music, it challenges me. The people who buy my music, they challenge me, and they remind me that, hey, you're not just living for yourself, but you're also living for someone that may be watching who says you're an inspiration. You know, so those are the things that I consider. So I would say ministering, recording, all of it, it just all just falls into one bag for me, except for the acting. I'm still kind of getting a hold of that.
Well, you're doing a great job in acting, and we're going to hold that thought because we're going to come back to that in a minute. But one question I want to ask you is this. The project's called Free. Are you saying that you're trying to step out the shadows of your mom, or what are you trying to say?
That's the title Free is basically I went through a season of my life where I was just really wrestling in my mind, and I had never experienced this kind of spiritual warfare ever in my life. And I began to pray the prayer of just asking God to allow me to be free in my mind and my heart. You know, there may have been some things that I've connected myself to spiritually that I didn't know anything about. So I began to pray to God and ask him to reveal those things to me and allow me to be free from whatever was keeping me bound mentally. And I was reading a book called The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Myers, and she talks about how if you have empty space in your mind, the enemy will use that space to fill your mind with negative thoughts. And I began to have thoughts where I was just like, these are not my thoughts. This is not me. And I just began to pray and ask God to allow me to find his spirit so that I can find rest, so that I can find freedom. And so that's where all of that comes from. And that's where the title comes from. So with me knowing that, you know, I felt like it was on my heart to just write a song and just encourage people that have been in the church. You know, we're easily or quick to move and say, oh, I'm delivered, when actually we're not. We're just responding out of emotion. So that's where the title comes from, Freedom.
Let's talk about this acting that you've done, and I think you're doing a great job. First, Preacher's Kid, how'd you enjoy doing that? And you are a PK. Tell us about it.
It was very exciting. It was a true honor and a blessing. It was a dream come true for me. We went to go and see the film on a big screen, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm on this screen. It was just a true blessing. So it was a dream come true, having my friends and people that I've grown up with, you know, text and say, hey, we've seen the show, we've seen the movie, your BT. Those are dreams come true for me. So I just count it a blessing. And every time I see myself on television, I'm always finding a way to humble myself so that, you know, you ain't getting the big head. It's important you humble yourself. So I count it a blessing, though. It was very fun. And to see how I got the role, it was just a true honor. It was a true honor.